You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Orioles reporter, Brittany Giroli. And Brittany, obviously the Orioles get off to the tremendous start. Things evened out a little bit this week as they go 3-3 with the rainout tossed in on Sunday. But the team's still hitting, which is obviously good news, and they really hit the ball on Friday night. One guy, when you look at this team, that hasn't hit so far is Pedro Alvarez. Obviously coming over late in the game as far as signing with the team, late in spring training. So far, the number's not there. He's historically a slow starter, but it sounds like the team's pretty confident that at some point here, Pedro's going to get things going.
I think that they are. You look at this whole lineup, everyone's really clicking right now. Manager Buck Showalter likes to say there's going to be a time when some of these guys aren't clicking, and that's when they're going to need Pedro Alvarez. I think we can all agree that kind of the lineup and the offense has really been the least of the Orioles' concerns here over the first 2 weeks or so. So they do think Alvarez is going to get going. He's too good of a hitter, has a really good track record to not get things going. I think what's really going to help him is the fact that he's not the guy here like he was in Pittsburgh. He's not relied on every night. And hopefully that will kind of change his approach, take some pressure off of him a little bit, just to start getting on base a little bit more consistency. I think that a lot of times, once you get on base a few times, really can help open things up. And he's putting in a lot of work, a lot of extra work. I'm sure he's pressing, really wants to make a good impression on a new team. But they're not overly concerned about it right now.
He's also in a situation now where he hasn't been playing in the field. He's been DHing, and he comes from the National League where he was always in the field. Do you think that sort of adjustment is maybe a factor as well? Because, I mean, it is a big deal just kind of – I know they don't just sit around waiting for the at-bat, but not being out there and part of the game in the other half innings.
A little bit, but I think if, you know, for a guy like that, it might help because he's focused on hitting, but – maybe he's trying to do too much in between innings. I'm not really sure. I think it's a little bit of an adjustment, but I don't think it's anything that really you can say, well, maybe he's just not a good DH. I mean, that's what he's supposed to be for them. They didn't really have another plan in mind. I mean, he could play the field a little bit at some point, but he's going to have to get used to that role.
Yeah, and hopefully that's something that comes with time and the adjustments and everything, like you said. You mentioned how this team's really clicking, and 23 home runs, that I think equals out to 2.1 per game right now. Obviously, if that continued, this team would set all sorts of records. But while it's going on, you know, what's the attitude of this team? Just keep it going and just kind of ride the wave?
During the win streak, you mean?
During the home, just the power surge they've had all season long.
Yeah, I think nobody really wants to talk about it too much because they're hoping that it can continue. I think we all knew that they were going to hit a lot of home runs. What I'm most surprised about is the fact that they're not just solo shots. They're getting on base, they're walking, they're driving guys in. And to me, that's what makes that lineup even scarier, Tim. You know, they're not just capable of the home run or strikeout, which I think a lot of people, including myself, are kind of worried that they're very one-dimensional. They're showing early on that ability to really work the count. And, yeah, they don't really want to talk too much about how well they've done offensively over these first 2 weeks or so. It's been really, really impressive to see, especially because they've gone to a lot of cold weather places where the ball's not necessarily flying off the bat right now. How is this team going to be in June and July? You know, it has the potential to be really scary.
Mike Wright has been in a tough situation early in the season in that he has had two starts rained out. And I know the first time he had a start rained out, they actually ended up skipping him, going back to Chris Tillman. This time around, he will get to start on Tuesday, his second start of the year. He's a guy that obviously thrived when he was put in the bullpen late last year. How tough a situation is this for him where he's getting spot starts, but you know the plan is eventually that he'll find his way back to that bullpen? Is that a tough challenge mentally for a guy like Mike Wright?
I think so, and I don't think that they're resigned to eventually putting him back in that bullpen either. I mean, there's still a spot for Kevin Gausman. If Mike Wright is a fourth starter, they still don't really have that fifth guy, you know, locked up. So I think it's really been a challenge because he's trying to prove himself, not a rookie anymore, really trying to learn from, not really his rookie season is what I mean, trying to learn from the mistakes he made last year and just can't get into that consistent groove And we all know that pitchers are such a creature of habit in baseball. And I think it's been really difficult. He had 14 days off in between his last start. So that was really tough. And I think that the rain out yesterday and the fact that he hasn't been able to, again, get in that rhythm has been really difficult because he's trying to show the Orioles what he can do, trying to prove that he belongs in this rotation. And you never want to use those things as excuses, but it certainly makes it more difficult.
Yeah, he'll be going on extra rest again. You mentioned Gausman, and he seems like he's close. Pitched well on Friday in Frederick, and he pitched in the same game where Brian Mattis looked a little better as well. As far as Gausman goes, it sounds like, are they still unclear whether or not he's going to get one more rehab start before maybe making his move back up to the big club?
Yeah, they haven't said yet, and I was just kind of writing something about it. And in my opinion, I think that they should probably let him get one more start down there. He didn't go four innings, hit his pitch count 3 1/3, looked okay by the reports, but they don't really need to rush him, Tim, because that rainout pushed everybody back. Eduardo Jimenez and Tillman are going to start with the Toronto series, and then they could have either Vance Worley or Giovanni Gallardo start on Friday. Gausman started last Friday, so you're talking about maybe a week in between starts for him. So really, there's not a need to rush him up here unless the Orioles think even a shortened Kevin Gausman is an upgrade over what they're dealing with because the rotation hasn't gone that deep into games. So I could see it both ways, but if I were the Orioles, I would kind of lean on giving him that one more outing, having him go 5 or 6 innings, really looking ready. Though, again, they could do it the other way if they wanted to, but there's really no need, no specific place to slot him in.
You mentioned Wright and them not necessarily wanting to put him back in the bullpen. I guess the question mark would come down to the Mattis situation, right? Would it be Mattis or Wright at some point? There's a lot of weird words in here, but once Mattis is right?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Michael Givens is a guy in the bullpen with options whose name has kind of come up as somebody potentially that they could option. Right now they've got a lot of guys in that bullpen who can be sent down. They've got a lot of long men. They've got Vance Worley, who's also a candidate to be a starter if they need him. They've got Tyler Wilson. They've got TJ McFarland, probably not going anywhere because he's a lefty and they're so right-handed dominant in that rotation. But there are other ways to make room for Brian Mattis. I don't think necessarily it has to be a Mike Wright versus Brian Mattis type of scenario.
Gotcha. All right, and then as we look to the week ahead, this Orioles schedule continues to be a difficult one. They get 3 with the Blue Jays, 3 with the world champion Royals. When you look at this Blue Jays series, I think the pitching matchup, they have to face Stroman and Estrada, who's pitched really well. Jimenez against Dickey seems like a game where there could be some fireworks. I guess the question is, when it's Blue Jays Orioles, there's going to be fireworks regardless, right? I mean, these are probably the two most explosive teams in baseball right now.
Yes, and the Orioles pitching has really struggled historically against Toronto's hitting. So I would expect those to be long, high-scoring type of games, and they could get interesting. Toronto's a really good team. Nobody really saw this start from the Orioles, who right now sit atop the American League East. So, yeah, I agree with you. It's a tough April. They have a really tough schedule in general, the Orioles. I think it was rated in the top 4 or 5 coming in. Of course, a lot changes. Depends on when you play a team, how these teams perform, et cetera. But, yeah, a very tough series here at home. And then they go on the road and they go to Kansas City and Tampa. So 2 tough cities after that. So really they're going to have to start going deeper into games. They've been very fortunate with these rainouts that they've had in the off days, the way that they've been able to maneuver around things. But eventually they're going to have to get better output from that starting rotation.
Great stuff, Brittany. This has been MLB.com Extras Orioles Edition. Tune in again next time.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.